Hello and welcome to the Nourish Practice podcast, a podcast focused on all things intuitive eating, intuitive movement, and helping you heal your relationship to food while moving away from diet culture in hopefully a nice, relaxed way. There'll be a mixture of solo episodes and guest interviews. Any topics you would like included, just send me a DM on Instagram at Nourish Practice, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. So as you would have seen, social media, online, even just the changed graphic from this episode, we've hit 50 episodes, which I'm super happy about. And one thing that I really wanted to do when I started the podcast was invite people that I learn from, that inspire me, that I think are doing great things. And I'm very lucky that many of them said yes. So what I want to do is just showcase some of the amazing insight that we gathered. So I've got two compilations coming up. One, which is what does nourished mean to you? Because I named my whole brand after that sort of one word, and it's really grown from something that I wanted to name into what does nourishment mean. It sort of is a focus of everything I do, and that all-encompassing feeling of nourishment, not just how do I eat, how do I move. So I really want to get an insight onto what everyone takes that word to mean and what maybe you might take it to mean, and if you feel nourished, nurtured, and all the other things. So do have a listen. I've put all the details for everyone below, so give them a follow, let them know that you listen to this or their episode in particular. If there's any you really stick with, do scroll back and find their episode in the catalogue. I hope you enjoy.
I think when I think of nourished, I do think of like food automatically, probably biased being a dietitian, but I think nourished to me is like, it goes along with like full. So like a food that's maybe like full of nutrients, vitamins, minerals, fiber, like it's going to do good things for your body. But also it's full of like flavor, and it's comforting, like that warmth that you feel, like something like a nice rich soup on like a cold day, and looking out at the rain out the window, that kind of like emotional side of food as well, I think is an important part of nourishment. And I also kind of think of like the social aspect of eating. So being around friends or family, or using food as a way to connect with new people. So I think definitely food focused when I think of the word nourished, but also about the whole experience of food, not just the nutrients or the food itself.
Yeah, definitely. That's a great question. I think for me, the whole process of eating a meal and like cooking it and everything like that, like, as I said, I love cooking. And I think when you're like kind of making a really nice, taking the time to prepare a meal and add lots of flavor and color, and playing around with like textures, I think that's kind of part of the nourished experience. And then feeling satisfied after you've had that meal, of you're not like overly full, but you're not still hungry after. You feel like you've just the right amount to kind of take on the day, or you finish the day and you just relax.
For me, nourishment really just means eating in a way that satisfies you both physically and emotionally. And the way that nourishment looks for you one day will change the next. So some days the nourishment will be, you know, today, like I said to you off mic, saying how I wasn't feeling 100%, I've got a cold coming. So for me, nourishment today is warming foods. It's probably trying to boost a little bit of my fruit and vegetables because it just feels good to get a bit more vitamin C in. But then tomorrow it might be something completely different. And it really is that removing the moral kind of obligation, I suppose, of food, and removing that morality and just leaning into what feels good right now. And that's what nourishment means to me.
I think to me, nourished means having everything that you need to be healthy, to be happy, and to grow. So I think you can interpret that in different ways at different points in your life. But yeah, it's about being healthy, happy, and growing.
That's a good question. I think, you know, because I've been through a period of time where I was very stagnant, like not moving, I was tired all the time. And of course, you know, even like anxiety just tires you out. And I saw that aspect, but also saw the other aspect. So when you come out of it, you actually realize you have so much energy, you have so much motivation. So I think that's what nourish would mean to me, is feeling energized, motivated, having loads of goals, and also respecting my body. Because I went through a period of, you know, being too healthy, actually. Like, theoretically, I was very healthy because I was doing everything that the books were saying to do. But my body didn't feel healthy because I was actually restricting myself, and I wasn't doing it for the sake of feeling good. I was just doing it because people were telling me to, and I was actually stressing myself out. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just giving my body what it needs. Like, if I don't need to wake up at 8 a.m. every morning, if I need to sleep in once and I can, you know, might as well, let's do that. If I need to take 2 rest days instead of 1 rest day, I'm gonna do that, especially on my period, right? If I'm on my period, I'm gonna sleep, I'm not gonna move, but I'm never like, yeah. So yeah, just give my body what it needs. And also, you know, because I come from history of bulimia, so just fixing my relationship with food is, let me nourish my body as much as I can, eating food that makes me feel good, just literally fueling my body with the right energies, but also, if I'm craving chocolate, I'll just have that chocolate, you know? Yeah.
What a great question. I feel like nourished encompasses so many aspects beyond food. So I think it covers, you know, making sure that you're really supporting your body through the food that you eat. That includes, you know, those lovely nutrient dense foods, also includes the foods that we enjoy. That will help us to be more social, being around people, because I think that social aspect is so important for nourishing our mind and our social skills and our mental health. Looking after yourself by moving your body in a way that feels good to you, looking after your stress levels. I think it's such an encompassing term. It's really hard to put into words, but yeah, really looking at that full approach to health and also the food.
Nourish means to me, honestly, just having energy. I have what we call in like embodied therapy stuff, unbounded energy, which is this energy that's like bouncy, and it means that basically, like, for most of my life up until I was, let's see, like 22, I didn't have it, and I didn't feel connected to myself, and I wasn't myself because I didn't have the energy in my body or in my brain to like be myself, basically. So to me, nourished means feeling unbounded and connected, and like I can hold conversations, like I can make new friends, like I can play tennis. Yeah, it's basically, it's a feeling more than anything, a feeling of like, I can move, I can talk, I can make connections, and I cannot feel like closed off, because my energy is unbounded, so I'm open. And so when I'm not nourished, I feel very closed off and really isolated from myself and also others. So I think that's what it means to me.
I think for me, the word nourished means giving my body what it needs to flourish. I feel like nourished goes beyond kind of the bare essentials. It's kind of that, whether that be kind of physical activity, food, kind of social things, kind of what your body needs to kind of feel beyond that bare essential, that kind of flourish, getting the most out of it, which I love in terms of the movement, actually, because I feel like quite often charities are kind of bare essential, kind of make sure people have a roof over their head and that kind of bare essential food to survive, which is really, really important work. But actually, we also need to nourish people and give them what they need to flourish and kind of live their best life. Sounds so cheesy. And by running the movement and doing kind of the physical activity, I feel like I get to be a small part of that kind of nourishment of that kind of holistic flourishing of an individual. So yeah, I think that's what it means to me.
That question, especially, I just love the word nourished, right? It's like life-giving. And so that is exactly when I think of nourished, it's like, it's not just nourished with food. It's nourished as a whole person, mind, body, and spirit, doing things in life that give you life, that, you know, make you feel good, and leaving out anything that does not bring you happiness and joy.
I love that word. Unfortunately, there's no easy answer for this one, because I realized when I really thought about it, because it's such a beautiful word, that it felt like it's something that you know it when you feel it, and it's in a cellular, it's on a cellular level. So the one thing I know for sure is that we tend to think as food as nourishment, which it is, but I'm absolutely clear that food's one of the least important nutrients that we need for health and happiness. And it's a big bundle of them. And there's sort of seven that I think of. So fresh air, God, there's nothing more glorious, a deep breath of fresh air. Sunshine on your skin, like, oh, you get that. I get that feeling of nourished when I'm feeling sunshine on my skin. Not too much, not too little. Food, obviously, exercise, that's nourishing, especially when I'm having a wonderful swim. Social connection, love, like feeling loved. I can have the worst diet in the world, feel like absolute shit, but if somebody looks at me with love in their eyes, oh my God, there it is. Gratitude can make me feel nourished. So I think it's just that feeling of peace or joy at a cellular level, which sounds so cheesy, but I guess that would be my definition.
Nourished, for me, it would be understanding yourself, or understanding your body, understanding your relationship to food, understanding your relationship to your emotions, all the parts of what makes you a human being, and then having a respectful relationship with the needs of your individual mental, emotional, and physical bodies.
Here is to hopefully another 50 episodes, maybe more, we shall see, with more guests, more insight, and more topics. If there's anything you want to request, just send me a DM on Instagram at Nourish Practice. Any guests that you would like on, send me their name, tag me in any of their posts, and I will reach out and hopefully get them on to share their insights with you.